listening for more special English. First, a science report. Then the program, Explorations. We tell about how American space officials prepare for the launch of the space shuttle. We like to hear from our listeners. You can write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA, or use a computer to send an email to special@voa.gov.
This is Bill White with the VOA Special English Science Report. A space object of frozen gas and rock broke into many pieces 1 year ago. The Hubble Space Telescope and telescopes on Earth recorded the death of the comet named Lanier. Now, scientists have reported what they learned from the information provided by the telescopes. Hal Weaver is an astronomer at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland. His study of Lanier was published in the magazine Science. Mr. Weaver says the breakup of Lanier has taught scientists about the period when Earth and the solar system formed. Lanier began forming at that same time, about 4.5 thousand million years ago. Mr. Weaver says watching the death of the comet was like looking back in time. He says as Lanier's pieces fell away, scientists could see how the comet may have developed. Mr. Weaver says scientists are not sure why Lanier broke up. He says no other comet has fallen apart in the way Lanier did. He says the comet was not close to any large object. This means Lanier was not torn apart by a gravitational force. Mr. Weaver says frozen carbon monoxide gas probably was not involved. This gas can cause a sudden pressure increase in the center of a comet. But Mr. Weaver says Lanier had 50 times less carbon monoxide than comets Hale-Bopp and Hyakutake. Mr. Weaver says there is another mystery connected with Lanier. He says the comet's estimated mass was about 300,000 million kilograms. After Lanier broke up, scientists measured the mass of the 16 large pieces that remained. They also measured the mass of a huge area of dust left by the comet. The combined weight of the pieces and the dust was just over 3,000 million kilograms. That is about 100 times less than the mass of the comet when it was whole. Mr. Weaver thinks the missing mass may be in pieces no bigger than 50 meters across. Hubble and other telescopes would not be able to see these pieces. Comet pieces of such size are unusual. Scientists believe gravity pulls together much larger objects to form comets. Mr. Weaver says the existence of medium-sized pieces may change that theory. This VOA Special English Science Report was written by Katie Weaver. This is Bill White.